This is so cool.
So this is Taco Tuesday girl.
Hey, I know her.
Yeah.
This is not boring. I agree with that.
My
long form unedited conversation. I love it.
Welcome back to the Insanely Chill podcast. Normally I do the intros solo, but my guest showed up on time, very prompt.
Mm-hmm. We've actually been outside all night. We got here at like 2 a.m. this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Eager?
Mm. You sent us the address, but we already knew where we were going.
How'd you guys know?
I've already done a 3D tour of this house. I know all the nooks and crannies on Zillow.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah,
it's fine.
How long did you look for a house? Was this the first one you picked?
I thought it was pretty cool.
No, it's good. It's a good house.
Okay.
It's
all right. Well, today we have Will and Liam from Friday Beers. You know, I'm an investor in Friday Beers, so it's just wonderful to have you guys on.
I mean, you're essentially our boss.
Yeah, exactly.
We weren't going to say no.
Yeah, and guess what? You guys are getting promoted.
Let's go. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you're fired.
Are you actually an investor? Can we clarify that?
No, he's moving to Malibu.
Yeah. I'm not an investor still. Although I do want to be. Although I feel like it's too late. You guys are killing it.
No, it's no, never too late.
It's not too late. I don't know if we've turned a profit yet.
Yeah.
It seems like you guys are killing it. I mean, you guys are. Comedy-wise, like, how did you guys... First of all, you guys are so fucking funny.
Thank you.
And if you guys don't know who they are, check them out. Their podcast is called Almost Friday.
Mm-hmm. Almost Friday podcast on all platforms.
Okay, well, you don't have to go launch into a whole plug.
Yep.
I was doing that.
Which
but
camera
yeah.
do I look at?
Just staring down the pipe.
The whole drive-in.
They never plug
the
podcast.
Yeah, she was begging us to plug it the entire time.
Well, there you go. They did it within the first 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, they've been trained. Yeah.
So what was that again?
The Almost Friday podcast.
Okay, good.
On all platforms.
And your guys is, but I guess, I mean, I've been watching you guys on TikTok forever because you guys make hilarious sketches. But then the thing that was like, holy fuck, these guys are incredible was the YouTube sketch that you guys did about, you know, when you're like scrolling.
Oh, yeah.
Someone scrolls way too far back and then you come in like the bomb disassembler suit or what is it? What's that even called?
Bomb diffuser suit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Know.
It's so
expensive.
Fucking funny. How did you guys even think of that?
Well, so a guy we work with, Chester Collins.
Okay.
Billy and Chet.
And by the way, one second, sorry to interrupt, but what's it called? Just so people can look it up.
Oh, Scroll it's, Too Deep.
Yeah, Scroll Too Deep on in the YouTube channel is Almost Friday TV.
Okay.
We only have two sketches there right now, but.
Look that up. It's absolutely phenomenal. And the other one is fucking wild and hilarious as well.
That one's fun.
Yeah, Billy.
But sorry, go ahead.
But yeah, Billy and Chet, this guy, Chet, came up with the idea, and him and Tyler Falbo, he's like an in-house director and a writer, they essentially put it together, and then we all take turns beefing up the script. And this same process with the second script, the AI one, essentially, like, we all came up with the idea. Me and Billy wrote that one, and then we all beef up the script, and then Tyler directs it. So it's we just have like a really good team of writers. It's like five people that,
yeah. And on it. Tyler Falbo is just like an insanely good director. Had a sketch show with Bill Burr, Moral Compass on Roku, which is so fucking funny. So he's a little cheat code. That's the reason it looks that good.
Yeah,
it looks so good.
Yeah, and he's like a good filter too. Like we'll feed him all of our ideas and. He'll know which ones are dog shit. And he'll
really?
Know which one. He'll know which ones to make.
He's like, I just don't think it's just not really groundbreaking. Maybe it's more of a TikTok. Yeah. And we're like, okay, dude.
Yeah, we'll pitch a YouTube idea. He'll go, yeah, that's good for a TikTok. And we'll go, oh, fuck.
You're like,
I'm gonna.
Yeah, we have like 20 pages of dialogue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this would be good. We could condense this down to 30 seconds, right?
He's great, though. He's a very talented, very, very talented young man. Mm. I think he almost got the SNL director job, I think.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm sure he's pumped.
And now he's working.
No, you guys are so talented. Like, yeah. I feel like you guys have like collected a great group of just like really talented writers and
yeah, it's all
you guys
Max.
Are so funny.
Yeah,
well, we just mesh really well and Max found all of us. So he's got a good eye for.
How did he find you?
TikTok. Just, yeah.
And he hit you up and was like, you want a job? Basically.
Essentially, yeah. He was like, he wanted to fly us out and meet us first. And So we flew out like 2 years ago, I think, in March.
Now, yeah.
Or April. And that's the first time Liam and I met.
Shared a hotel room. I'd never met him before in my life. Mm-hmm. But we hit it off.
It was actually, yeah, it was nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at us.
Max hit me up though the first time.
Yeah, I can tell the chemistry is crazy.
When Max first DM'd me, I was in college still. So I was probably 19 and he was 28. And he was like, oh, let's collab. And I was like, oh, I'm living in Western Massachusetts. And he was like, oh, cool, I'm in Venice.
Like, I have math class. Yeah.
I'm in high school.
Yeah. So then 2 years later, I posted the same video again on TikTok. And then it did well. So he hit me up again.
21st birthday balloon.
Yeah, just a dumb video. But yeah, then we both flew out to LA for a weekend and I had no idea that it was going to be a job, like interview at all. So I was just thinking, oh, good, fun party. And then just went way too hard the first night. Woke up the next day in the hotel room with Will, was like, oh, I just blew this job for sure. They just saw me night one just go that hard. And luckily they didn't care.
Wait, so did you have an interview that day?
Well, no.
Was the party also an interview?
I feel like they were checking us out. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they were. It was actually really funny, though, because like the second or third day we were there, it was like the day we were going to fly out. Max like brought us up to the roof at Clubhouse, and he was like, he essentially offered us the job. And Jack chimed in. He's the CEO. And he's like, yeah, absolutely. We love what you guys are doing. You guys are awesome. We want to have you on full time. And then Jack told us like 6 months later, he's like, yeah, I didn't know Max was going to offer you that job, and I didn't know who y'all were. But we were on the roof, and he's like, he just like went with it. And I think he was against hiring us, but
Jack was?
Yeah. Just because like they didn't have that many employees. They didn't really know what they were going to do yet.
Right.
But yeah, I think he was nervous about flying two kids across the country and just not being able to have a full-time job for them. So they just said, okay, move out here in July. Yeah. So I said, cool, see you then. Didn't speak to them for a couple months. Booked my
You didn't know how much you were going to make. You didn't know.
Nothing. Okay. And I just had a flight on July 9th.
Were you telling kids at school? Like, yeah, I got a writer's job.
I was like, I'm working at Friday Beers. Everyone's like, that's fucking sick.
Really?
Yeah, it was UMass. So it was like everyone there was already on board with
because of the Instagram account?
Yeah.
Okay, that's how they started, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
But then Jack calls me on July 8th and he goes, hey, man, we're going to push your start date back a few months. So just don't even worry about getting out here till September and October. And I said, dude, I'm flying in tomorrow morning. And he just said, cool, I'll call you back. And I just stood in my grandma's room for 20 minutes like, what the fuck am I going to tell people, dude?
So
I just did not try to get any other work or anything. I don't have a resume. But then he just called me back. He's like, okay, power move. I'll see you tomorrow. And I was like, let's go. Thank God. Because that would have been the most embarrassing thing ever to be like, yeah, cancel the flight. I'm not going anywhere, actually.
Didn't pan out.
Yeah. It would have been terrible.
So then you flew out and they hired, like you just started and they started paying you? And
yeah, we didn't do anything for months. Remember? We just...
Well, we had to like figure out the TikTok account. The TikTok account they handed us though had like over 300 violations.
Okay.
And we didn't realize...
For what?
We didn't... For like music copyright and like they were... It was all memes. So it was like taking clips and... we didn't realize this for like the first month. So all the videos we were making were getting like 11 views. And we were like, I got to move back to Dallas, dude. We're so fucking unfunny. Like, we got to quit. And
yeah,
then
we were terrified.
And then after like a month, we figured it out.
Yeah.
We were fine after that.
Wow, that's really funny. And is this like what you wanted to do? Like, did you have any idea like this is what you wanted to be, like a writer? Or you wanted to be a comedian?
I knew.
You wanted to do sketches? Like,
yeah,
college,
I knew. Really into sketches. I knew I wanted to do sketches and I do stand up too, so I want to do both of those. But I mean, my plan was just to stay in Boston and keep doing it there. I thought New York first and then LA maybe, but once this came out, I was just like, let's fucking go. Just did not expect that. But yeah, so kind of. But also now it's evolved into more than I thought it would be. At first it was just TikToks and stuff, but now we're doing long form YouTube, which I'm really psyched about. So yes and no, I guess. Mm-hmm. You already had like a full time job though.
Well, I had graduated into COVID, and I was just, I knew I wanted to do this, but I was like, I'm never going to. I was just like, going to do business.
Mm-hmm.
And then COVID hit, and all I could do was like make TikToks, because like I couldn't find a job. I think after like the first 3 months, I just kind of gave up looking, and then I started making videos. And then
what kind of business are you going to do?
Well, I studied business information systems, so I was going to do like essentially like
system informational type businesses.
Yeah, did you study? Okay. But basically, I was going to be like building databases and like learning to code. And
okay, that sounds like way more fun, honestly.
Yeah,
it was fun. Yeah,
that's what I did, sort of. I was a software guy.
Oh, really?
Before I started, yeah.
You went to Duke, right? You mm-hmm. were in.
Oh, you went to Duke?
Yeah. What?
You went to Duke?
The Duke University? Yes, I did.
Okay,
I
wait. There, so diving,
which kind of sucks. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, you lost.
Yeah, it sucks.
Against the Zags.
Yeah. No.
Tennessee. Volunteers, yeah. The weirdest mascot name. I guess it's like it a state is? Thing.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah.
You played lacrosse there, right?
No, I didn't.
No, Cody didn't play any sports.
No, I was a diver. You're right. Yeah. Didn't you say that?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was.
I was going to ask how you got into that.
Into diving?
Yeah. Because it's such like a it's such a niche.
It thing. Is a really random sport, yeah. For sure. I was like 10 years old, and my friend was like, I don't know why, he was like, I'm doing a learn to dive class. Learn to dive, that's what it's called. Do you want to join me? Because I don't want to go alone. Mm-hmm. And because he was like, it's like gymnastics, but it's into water. And I was like, okay, yeah, now you're making that sound. That sounds pretty appealing, honestly. Mm-hmm. And like after that day, very first time I fell in love with it. And I just, I never stopped. I got competitive. And then, yeah, I loved it. And then I did it for 12 years. That's why I went to Duke.
Gotcha.
I got recruited.
Yeah, it sounds fun. You do it all 4 years, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could never do swimming or wrestling, anything that would expose the size of my penis in front of an audience.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how I did it. Now I would never do it.
That's so terrifying, especially as a 10-year-old.
Yeah, I know.
There's parents there.
Yeah.
Friend's mom.
You're going through every phase of your life, every phase of puberty.
Yeah.
In a Speedo.
What do you do about pubes?
Just kind of let them hang.
Really? I'm genuinely curious.
No, I would like, I mean, I don't know what I did growing up, but like eventually I would like trim them.
Mm-hmm.
But some dudes would just like let like French guys.
Didn't care?
No.
I respect that.
Let that shit hang out.
I respect that.
And, but like I have a really, it's an absurd conversation. I have a really hairy ass, so that was a thing that always, like, I always had him kind of bleeding out of the upper thigh
mm-hmm.
area, you know?
You got a weed whack down there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You could tell what's going on.
Manscaped. You guys got a Manscaped thing going on?
Yeah, they sponsor every podcast. Yeah. Are you guys?
I think so. We, Emily?
Maybe once or twice.
Okay, nice.
Okay,
nice.
There we go. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Love their products. Even though I don't grow pubes, that's...
You don't grow pubes?
What were you saying? Let's go to the next question.
Yeah.
You said that like it was a choice. You're like, I refuse to...
That's not what it says on the screen.
I was talking with my friends about Nair the other day. You guys remember Nair?
Oh, yeah. It's like it completely burns off.
Like chemical burns, like...
Yeah, middle school, I put on my pubes.
Yeah.
It hurt like fuck.
Yeah, right?
It's terrible.
Yeah, like burn. You like you legitimately got like chemical burns on your skin.
Yeah.
I used to have friends that would do that, and now Nair is like not. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Is it legal anymore?
I don't know. I think it probably like gives you cancer, and they discontinued it.
Mm-hmm. Probably a good move.
Probably a good move. A little sad though.
It looks like it's still a product that you can order.
Really?
Yeah. Looked it up.
Let's get a sponsorship.
Amazon and
yeah, blog. Let's fucking hit them up.
Yeah.
Get on that.
To sponsor the podcast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next episode, I'm just completely bald.
Eyebrows gone.
Guys, I want to tell you about Nair.
Guys, yeah, I didn't read the instructions. Let me tell you, this shit is effective.
That smells so
bad. Oh, yeah, look at that.
Bad.
Nair?
We're trying to get a sponsorship. I used to use it on my arms when I was little. I literally, it was like vomit-worthy smell.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh, it smells bad, yeah.
You smell for multiple days.
Yeah.
It's like a spray.
So we all have experience with Nair.
Mm. Not me. Don't have pubes.
Why don't you have pubes?
I don't know. Ask God.
Because he drinks Nair. Chugs it.
Yeah.
And just sweats out.
It's because I shower in liquid death every day.
You are a very hairless man, though.
I am.
How good is this stuff?
It's so
good,
man.
Dude, oh my God. Thank you for
cheers.
Reminding me.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Don't get better than this.
Cheers. Did we already cheers? Out. Just want cheers again.
Cheers.
Thank you. Hold for camera. Great.
Okay.
Oh,
it's so
McKenna's going to edit it right to the next ad, which is not liquid. Babble.
I kind of like that they kind of like troll us with the ad read location. We're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, TMG Studios. And before you say anything, yes, it's completely fine that my own production company sponsored my own podcast. Daddy's got to scratch his own back sometimes. When you sign up for TMG Studios, you don't just get ad-free episodes of Insanely Chill, you get all of our shows ad-free. And with the Studios tier, you get access to hundreds of unfiltered bonus episodes from our other shows, like Brooke and Connor and TMG. So go to tmgstudios.tv and sign up for TMG Studios tier to get access to ad-free and bonus episodes. That's always pretty good. So what's going on? What are you guys working on? What inspires you right now?
We're doing a lot of YouTube stuff, which it's a lot of behind the scenes work, just grinding out scripts and a lot of TikTok stuff.
So how much time are you spending writing and shooting, and how do you like prioritize?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
You just like whatever inspires you?
Yeah. I'm
Do you know what your job is?
We have an idea, and then just every day we come in, we're like, what the fuck happens now? What
it's a very vague idea.
Yeah.
It's a very fluid job description.
Gotcha. So
they give us all the resources, and then we just have to do with it.
Isn't that like the best job ever for a creative, though?
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It couldn't be better. I mean, literally anytime we want anything, no matter how dumb the prop is for a sketch, we can get it. And we have just the producers are great. Joe Pomeroy produces all of our sketches, and he's fucking amazing. Like, grinder. So it's pretty much, yeah, we have all the resources. It just, yeah, how do we break up time between TikTok versus YouTube versus now this podcast and all the other shit we're doing?
So we don't do it well. We do not manage our time well at all. It's an issue.
I mean, you guys make a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And then,
so yeah, you do a good job.
We do okay.
Do you guys like procrastinate? Is that, and do you do it like last minute or?
No procrastination, but a lot of the work we do comes like at home after work when we can sit down and focus. Cause like a lot of what we have to do is come in and just kind of like shoot the shit and then figure out what the next idea is. Yeah. And that just comes from like kind of talking about what happened in your day before. So we do a lot of talking, and then we have to break off and stop distracting ourselves with conversation.
Right.
So like it's a little bit of procrastination, but it's like part of, it's like baked into the job essentially. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's part of the creative process.
Yeah.
And you were saying they forced you to do a podcast.
Well, they
what's the podcast name, by the way?
Almost Friday podcast.
It's on Parler. You guys want to check it out?
Because before the podcast was Jack and Max, and then I would come in and Rusty would hop in a lot, and then we'd have random guests kind of rotating.
Yeah. I know. I did the first episode, wasn't it? No, it was Jared Goff did the first one.
Oh, yeah. And then you came.
And then I came in second, yeah. Which is weird that we weren't on together.
These guys are boys.
Seeing as we're boys, yeah.
We're investors.
Yeah, exactly. And business partners, too.
How did that play out from you guys' side?
Yeah.
Getting on the pod?
No, just the whole like Jared and Cody thing, whenever it was like...
It was just a fun inside joke when it came out.
Yeah.
I mean, we thought it was hilarious. I was a little offended, but, you know.
Why?
Just because, you know, you didn't invest, but whatever. I got over it. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care that much.
I remember hearing the reason is because, like, you were looking, you got an engagement ring and then a house for your wife. And I was like, that's like pretty cool reason not to do something.
Yeah. Very fair.
Yeah.
It's like working on your life.
Yeah.
Taking huge steps.
Yeah, like, exactly. Okay.
No, we thought it was hilarious. Like, it was good viral content.
My wife went to lunch with his wife. Did they get married?
Fiance.
And they were like, you guys should do a...
Jack's wife.
You guys should do like a softball tournament together.
Jared's wife.
Yeah.
Jared's Chris. Fiance. Yeah.
Yes.
And they were like, they should do a charity softball game together. Like, that's a fucking great idea. I think did we talk about that before?
I mean, we said it on the show. Like, that's what we'll do.
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Okay. Do you guys want to play in that?
And you guys can invest.
I would love to. Yeah. But what you were saying earlier, Jack, he asked us to do a podcast, and it's not that we didn't want to, like, we didn't want to put in the work, we just thought it would suck if we did it.
It's just how many other dudes, just two friends, are gonna start a podcast, and it's like, what the
and white friend.
Two white dudes being like, man, this weekend was crazy, dude. what a wild turn of events. But then once we started doing it, I think
we found our voice.
Yeah,
right. Which is Yeah. Two white guys talking about the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Talking about how sad we are. This is the whole podcast. But then we started doing it, and thank God for Emily. Emily, our producer, is here.
Thank you, Emily.
Cry over here.
Okay, gross.
But yeah, now
you're so mean to her.
It's give and take.
Kenny, stand up.
Yeah, wait a second. Dude. No, I don't get praise.
I'm barely
like that.
Mean to you.
You what?
I'm barely mean to you.
I don't know, dude. Tell it to the audience.
She just talks down to us without realizing it. Like yesterday, she goes, "When you guys are on Cody's pod tomorrow, when you're telling a story, be funny."
She's like, try to make it funny.
Make it funny. Yeah. And just, you know, just make sure your characters don't suck. And we were like,
and be yourself.
Yeah.
But also other people.
Yeah.
Other people.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you're not funny that day, then don't be yourself.
Be a better version. Completely.
That's a good producer.
Yeah.
No, she is.
That's great. What they're supposed to say to you.
Yeah. She was screaming at me in this morning that he was a giant pussy. And
yeah,
it's nice to have those humbling experiences.
I feel like we balance each other out.
We actually we do.
Like, everyone thinks they're so mean to me, but like I can handle it, and I give it back to them. I mean,
it's all for show.
I
it's
may
all...
or may not cry when I get home every day, but it's all right.
We're not there to see it, so it doesn't affect them.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, you guys got a good dynamic going on.
I think so. I think it's fun.
And I like that you guys have segments. That's something that like I think just works really well on a podcast. We don't really do that. But I like that you do the same, like you do the character. What?
Is that something you want to do?
You want to do segments?
I do. Maybe.
I don't know. That's kind of more work like, for me, so I don't know. I think it's good the way it is.
You know what, Kenny? Shut the fuck up.
Maybe we can bring
this a new segment.
Segments today. Well, with
we. Guys and ooh. Yeah. Or wait, whoa. You guys have some business ideas, don't you?
Oh yeah,
we do.
Yeah.
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you not remember? A year ago, we were gonna pitch you.
Tell him, Liam.
These business ideas, and we stayed up all evening working on it, and then the next morning. You didn't show up.
You had some family emergency or something. It must have been horrible.
And then 20 minutes later, we see you at the waterfront. And we're like, dude, what's up? And you were like, huh?
Yeah, it happened because, it happened.
I don't blame you.
It wasn't in a shitty way.
No.
No, I didn't think it was.
It wasn't in a shitty way.
Sounds like it was a shitty way.
No, because we were like, the Jared Goff, this is right after the Jared Goff thing happened, right?
Yeah.
And we had talked about it twice on the podcast, and I was like, I almost don't want to do this anymore because I don't want to kick a dead horse sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's kind of no excuse.
We didn't give a shit at all.
It was nice seeing you guys at Waterfront.
Yeah. That was fun.
It was really funny.
Well, we were drinking all morning because we had never done this was like when we just started working there and we hadn't done live content yet. So we were so nervous. We were like, this is our one shot to make the YouTube page work. So we were getting super drunk. Then you canceled. And then we
were already thank God you didn't come because we were fucked up by the time you showed up.
And the ID.
See?
Yeah. And then
it was a blessing in disguise.
It was big time.
And then all of a sudden
I'm at the waterfront and I'm just going, oh shit. Cody Coe's right here in front of my face talking to me. It's like 5 minutes into our conversation.
you guys were hammered.
I had to
fucking hammered.
I just remember being like, yep, just keep nodding and get out of here.
Yeah.
I remember walking up to you. I was like, dude, I'm going to tell me big league dust. And then you're like, yeah, you were like so genuinely cool about it. And I was just like, awesome, man. So cool to meet you. And I was like, I'm such a pussy, too.
It was great. It's fun. And now look at us. Are you kidding me?
Did I see you guys after my Christmas party by chance? No, I don't think I did.
Wait.
Is that the June shine?
No.
Where was this one?
I came to your office apparently after my Christmas party that I had in December like 20th or something like that.
Oh, I don't think I was there.
But
I saw you.
That was one of those days.
Maybe we were there together. Hammered.
Yeah, maybe we were.
Two ships in the night. Passing each other.
In the same room for 2 hours. But don't remember it.
We'll never know.
Two ships in the night, man.
That's what that means, right?
Two ships crashing into each other in the night.
Passing by. I don't know.
Poetic.
Yeah.
So what? So this is, you haven't changed this at all?
No, well, we reordered the slides, but we didn't change anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We wanted to keep it. You'll see why we're glad that we didn't pitch this a year ago.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the first slide. Oh, yeah, so the idea was, oh, you didn't invest in Friday beers. Well, now you want to invest in these ideas? Topical. Okay.
You're right. It was kicking a dead horse.
Right.
100%.
And my name, that's spelled it wrong. My first name.
Well.
That's part of it.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Okay. And I can't believe that picture of me with the, where did you even find that?
I don't know.
We should just put Co. We call you Co now.
Oh, that's sick.
All right.
First letter. Dating app for dudes who can't grow beards.
Ooh, yeah.
That's a good one.
100% of men that can't grow beards are suicidal. 100% of them. So
100% of the men in this room.
Yeah.
Can't grow beards.
Me too.
So we just got to get an app, like a Tinder for dudes that are just, you know, have alopecia of the face.
And they date each other?
I don't know what the logistics are yet. I'm just going to kind of give
no
it to
woman
you.
Would ever,
we're more,
I don't think.
No.
Yeah, so yeah. What are they going to do? Who are they going to date?
We got to figure it out.
AI bots.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Maybe just hack into Farmer's Meat and just plug in the chicks from Farmer's Meat into there.
Yeah, okay. What about an app, a dating app for dudes who can't grow pubes?
So no to this idea then?
I like it. I'm saying there's some spinoffs we could do.
So there's legs. It's got legs?
Yes.
Okay.
Hairless legs.
Nice.
Oh, Cody condoms. These are condoms, but you poke holes in them so your penis can breathe. And they're reusable because it all leaks out. It's eco-friendly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I love it.
Are they dishwasher safe?
How much are you looking for this one?
No.
We'll talk after.
No.
Okay.
I'm ready to offload this completely.
Okay.
I've taken this as far as I can.
Okay, and have you tried them?
Mm-hmm.
And? No. But maybe there's some tweaks that if I took it over, I can make to the
design.
What
you know what I'm realizing? It's the holes in them. We'll go to the next business idea.
Pubic hair gel.
Mm.
Your balls need a faux hawk.
Okay.
All right, next one.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a second moon. So what we would do is we would build a second, smaller moon.
Uh-huh.
Pros, another space race, stimulate the economy.
Right.
It's a good conversation starter.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the new moon?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there already is a phrase called the new moon.
Okay, well, we can work on
newer.
Well, the
newer moon.
The newer moon.
What is
that?
Yeah. What is that?
Like a new moon? It's like
you have
a full moon and then a new moon?
I would just say this might fuck with people's astrology charts.
That too.
Yeah, it also caused devastating tsunamis. Yes. And probably
that's true, actually. Yes.
Yeah.
It would make it
years.
Hard to know whether or not you're really an Aquarius. Mm. And it would also kill tens of millions of people.
Yeah.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
But like Tauruses would be, it'd be hard for that.
It would be hard to like to know when Jupiter when Jupiter's actually in retrograde.
That's it.
Yeah. And then, of course, it would cause massive tsunamis and mass death, potentially an extinction-level event.
Mm-hmm.
The population would bottleneck for sure.
Yeah.
But we'd come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Well,
I mean, horses would be, yeah.
Luckily, it's just an idea.
Okay.
We can move on to the next one.
I think there's some stuff we got to iron out, but I like that one a lot.
Conditioner that doesn't hurt when you jack off with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think this one... I don't know if you've personally had any experiences with this, but if you try to jack off a conditioner,
ladies in the room are like, "What?
It hurts."
What? And all the guys are like,
honestly,
yep.
I'm like, "Fuck! I wish I had this in middle school."
Sick of burning the shit out of the tip of your penis?
Mm-hmm.
Cody conditioner.
Oh my god, man!
All right, I think that's
damn,
good.
That one's really good.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I would invest in that.
All right, nice.
Okay, well, that's a verbal commitment.
Yeah.
Have you ever jacked off with Nair? No, I'm kidding.
Okay, well, this is you remember Tooth Tunes?
No.
Okay, you would brush your teeth and the song would play. It would be like a Kiss song. I want to rock and roll.
Oh, okay. No.
You remember that?
That was a thing?
Yeah.
I never had one of those.
Well, so it was big.
Okay.
This one would be, it plays your favorite podcast while you're brushing your
ooh.
Teeth.
Ooh.
Ben Shapiro. or whatever your favorite podcast is.
Charlie Kirk.
Jordan Peter Tooth.
Yeah. Fake menu prices. You take a girl on a date, all the prices are fake and they're really high, but just to impress her. So she's like, this guy's got money. But it's just your restaurant where all the prices are really high.
But they're not actually high?
No.
No, they're normal.
They're normal.
Oh, pills. Okay.
Yeah. But like when the waiter brings it over, you grab it. He'll put it near her so that you have to do this and she sees it at first. Mm-hmm. And then you slowly just pull it and you go.
There's a fake check too at the end.
Yeah.
And it's really long. It's super long.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm. And you can.
He's like, how much did you order?
You go, don't worry, I got it.
Yeah, yeah. It's my treat. We didn't. How many items did we order? It's like a scroll.
So you have to open a whole restaurant for this.
Yes. Yeah.
And the
you could partner with an existing one.
They don't want to. They don't want to do it.
Really?
We're throwing fastballs at these companies, and they
nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe hit up like a Beast Burger or something like that.
Ooh, yeah.
You guys are pals, right?
Me and Beast?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Close personal. And business partners, actually. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
In this, hopefully.
Let's go.
How do you find being in LA? Like, are you meeting cool people? Are you, I don't know, is it like, when I first moved here, I remember, I don't know, getting invited to some parties and seeing some people and just being like, oh, LA is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it still is, kind of. I mean, it's
just kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is weird. But now, at first it was weird. Now you just kind of slowly become friends with everyone. Because everyone in the TikTok thing that's doing sketches or is doing anything creative comedy-wise, you slowly will meet all of them. Mm-hmm. And you're kind of like, oh, yeah, we all have like the same ideals about this stuff. We're like, yeah, this guy sucks. This guy's good. I'm like, oh. So at first it's weird, but it's become less weird as we've been here for almost 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, at first I remember being like, this is fucking going to Winston House for the first time. Never into a club in my life, even if I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't even know if that's a club, but I was like, this is sick. Getting let in the back door, I was like, I'm the fucking man.
Yeah.
But.
What about you?
I like it a lot, but when I want to just like relax on the weekend and do nothing, I have this sinking feeling of like, oh, I need to be out like riding or networking or like meeting people. And it's kind of hard to relax, I feel like.
Really?
I don't know why. Yeah.
Yeah, because we always just feel that whatever it is that we, like, creatively wise, that we're just running out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're constantly waking up being like, I got nothing. I think it's gone forever.
I think that's a good thing. Because I think that people that almost feel like people that last always have that feeling of being frauds, sort of.
Yeah.
And like, oh, this is coming to an end. We got to like, you know, we got to, because that's how you like challenge yourself and iterate and
mm-hmm.
try to come up with new stuff that bests your last stuff. I think the people that are like, oh, we have it. We made it. Like this went viral. Like we can just coast off it, you know, then that's when they kind of burn out and people stop caring.
Yeah, true. Because we were talking on the way here kind of briefly about how dudes like you and Jimmy Tatro have just kept like upping the bar.
I mean, he has a little bit more than me, though. He's like in like primetime movies now.
True, but like still, but you guys made a TV show and stuff. You did the next thing from the internet. You went TV.
He's in big budget movies and you still have a podcast, which is awesome.
You shoot this in your house.
Yeah, yeah, you have a podcast in your house.
Well,
that's
no,
kind of cool.
You went from like making like 6 second videos to having, I mean, you should compared to our studio in our office, like you should see what you have done. Give yourself credit.
Thanks, Emily.
I'm not in movies though.
It doesn't matter.
I know,
don't
I'm kidding.
Compare.
I'm forgetting
for now.
No, I am very. I agree. I'm very proud of myself. Thank you for complimenting me, you guys.
Jimmy doesn't have a Liquid Death that. Sponsor.
No, yeah. Obviously, I'd like to have absolutely. Jimmy's life more than yours, but you know, it's still, it's all good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's in that new the
Bert Kreischer movie.
Yeah, the Bert Kreischer the Machine movie.
Yeah, I know.
That's sick.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. He's also got a network TV show.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, let's stop.
Maybe. You have a podcast
not that cool,
network.
Right?
Yeah,
what?
He's got the look,
you have a
too.
Podcast network.
He's yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Yeah. He's got it all.
And you started Cody Trains, which is doing pretty good.
Good, sort of.
Yeah.
Go subscribe.
Decent.
When? So that you're running, it's the Ironman or is it a, where is that?
Australia. When? Well, they're all over the world, but the one I'm doing is Australia.
When is it?
May 7th.
That's sick. It's coming up.
It's very soon. 6 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
6 or 7 weeks away. Yeah, I'm shitting my pants, to be honest.
What do you have to do?
It's I know people have heard this a million times now, but it's a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and then a 26 mile run.
What the
fuck? What?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why are you doing that?
That just like so ramped up.
I know.
The other day he goes, I went on a bike ride this weekend. I rode 80 miles.
Jesus,
up to Oxnard and back. It's like, what?
That's yeah.
You rode your bike to Oxnard and back?
Yeah, it sounds like you lost a bet.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why. I just like doing this shit.
Dude, I walk a half mile to work and my back, it throw it out. And I have to lay down the first 2 hours I'm there.
But the problem is, like, it's such a long race that you have to train so much that if you miss training, like this weekend I went to Vegas, I didn't do anything. I'm just consumed with this overwhelming guilt of that I wasn't on my bike for 6 hours on Sunday, but instead I was at the club for 8 hours, you know?
You
did. Which I guess is kind of the same thing.
In a way, your heart was probably going the same. Probably the same heart rate.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, right?
No.
So it's kind of
kind of
the same thing.
I mean, I would train too, but my bike just got stolen, so I can't
ride. Did it really?
Yeah, I had a Soleil beach cruiser.
No way.
It used to just rip up and down. I would just get baked and go to the San Marco Pier and go to the arcade, but now I can't. So if you got any
arcade?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean the arcade? Like the amusement park?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The little thing.
Like play the game, like the
I don't know why I brought it up. But
no, they're like carnival games, right?
Yeah, yeah. But there is a little arcade there.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty sweet.
And so you would just get stoned and go there by yourself?
On
your beach cruiser?
Yeah, but now I can't.
I would follow him to make sure.
That was
I don't like him being alone like that.
That was Liam Trains. I didn't have an Instagram account. But how long have you been doing that?
I used to do marathons. Like when I graduated from college and I stopped diving, I was like, okay, I need to figure out how to stay in shape because I went from having like a, you know, something to do every day that was active to like not having anything. So then I started running and started doing half marathons, marathons, and then gave it up for a long time. Actually, like kind of like Noel and I went on tour for a while and then COVID happened. And just like throughout that whole period, I just didn't do anything and just like started getting out of shape and then got back into it last year.
How do you like live podcasting?
Live podcasting?
Yeah. Do you do any of that?
No, not really.
Oh, what was the tour you guys went on?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was, that. I guess that kind of was, it kind of started as that, and then it became like more of a scripted show where we would do like music and stand up. And
dude, I love you guys' fucking music, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like I bump it all the time.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Still?
Yeah, still.
Damn.
It comes on. I'm like, oh, yeah, I kind of know him now. This is so strange to be listening to it now.
So you listened to it before?
Yeah, before.
Like in college?
Yeah, yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I still can't believe, like I sometimes look at our Spotify page and I'm like, I can't believe we have like tens of millions of streams on these
songs.
It's
insane. Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Well, how much auto-tune goes into that? Because you guys sound, like the voices go together very well.
I mean, it depends. Like if we're like we did some songs where we were singing and there was a lot of auto-tune. But like, like, you know, my voice on Short King's Anthem sounds like a microwave.
Well, because Noelle is so deep, too, on there.
Yeah.
Like, Sophia and stuff, like, it's so fucking deep that I was like, I hope, I was like, not damn, that it matters, but like, I was like. That's
so fucking deep. God, his voice is so
sounds
deep.
Sounds like he's like right in your ear.
Yeah, God, his voice is so fucking deep.
God, so handsome.
But your voice is sick, too.
How's DJ Emma going?
Good. I'm DJing in Vegas in 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
I'm opening for Dylan.
Oh, nice.
At the Encore Beast Club. Which is
fucking
insane.
I've been to Encore. That's sick.
I know, right? It's fucking crazy. I'm really nervous.
Really?
Yes.
No, you'll be fine.
There's like 3,000 people there.
They're all gonna be hammered.
Yeah,
they're not gonna know what's going on.
Because I was there this weekend and the DJ started like he played like Lose It by Eminem or something, and I was like, okay, if this is working. I think anything else is going to work. It's like mom's spaghetti and everyone's like, yeah, like shirtless. And I was like, this is a weird vibe. So if this is killing it, then I think I'm chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dylan France is also so nice. I feel like he'll have a pretty good crowd. It'll be accepting.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm still kind of shitting my pants. How's DJ Press Play?
Awesome.
Is he still making stuff?
Yeah, I think so. He does a lot of touring stuff. We used to go to the shows all the time because we would fly the helmet out and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now, luckily, we have more employees to do that stuff.
Mm.
But he tours all the time, constantly. I haven't been to a show in a long time because I've seen him 35 plus times live.
Mm-hmm.
But I think well. I don't.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, I mean
he hasn't been around the office.
No, it has been a minute. But I think well. We did a. We did one at in Arizona for the Super Bowl party that we had where it was him and then Cardi B. And it was just like
what?
Not.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't match at all. But
wait, what?
Yeah.
He was playing music and then she would like.
And then she came up, like he opened for her. But I think everyone was just like.
Yeah, everyone was like, what the fuck is this? Big ass green helmet.
Yeah. I mean, everyone came for Cardi B and then was just like, huh.
So if people don't know who this is, it's like Friday Beers like signed this. Producer,
yeah,
and DJ called DJ Press Play,
yeah,
and he wears a big green helmet that's like a play button. Yeah, it's like a big like joke, right? But like the music is actually good.
It started as a joke, but the music's good, and
the helmet's kind of sick.
And he actually like gets a crowd.
So is this kind of like to make fun of like Marshmallow and then, or like Deadmau5, but then not like the whole concept of like helmet DJing.
I think
yes, sort of. It started as a, you know, like Friday Beers has all the characters that are like, they have their little shtick.
Fringe guy.
Yeah, DJ Press Play was like the guy that would think he's a DJ, but all he would do is like get on Aux and just put on a playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just developed from that where he's like, let's just like make a Friday Beers playlist and DJ it. And then the idea came to do have DJ Press Play host it and make fun of like the helmet culture.
But now it's actually working, and it's becoming...
He played himself.
Yeah.
Can I ask, because that's a really funny visual. When you said you had a fly with the helmet, are you, like, checking that as a bag before? Or are you? Is that your carry-on? How is that?
Massive crate with wheels on it. It's the most annoying thing to get through an airplane ever.
Well, why wouldn't he fly with it? Why did you get to the...
He's touring all over, so we have to, like, bring... There's multiple helmets, because it went through, like, a bunch of different variations, like... Heavier, lighter, you know, higher, more advanced like technology, like the fan changed.
It's like an Iron Man suit.
Yeah. So we would have to like bring the different ones around and sometimes they would break. And so we'd have to bring one to the next show and just meet him there with it.
Hmm.
And yeah, the helmet's broken so many fucking times.
Yeah, constantly.
So annoying. Would you guys like, when you guys would go on this like little tour, did you do anything like work wise? Like were you like doing stand up or anything?
We did stand up and we just went down to Austin for South by Southwest. Nice, so we did a little stand up show there, but no, when we did the college tour this time last year, it was us kind of doing man on the street shit where we did this one thing at Penn State where we would just go up and try to get let into frat houses, but we were just wearing Letterman jackets and acted like the most just weird people ever trying to pledge and shit. And
you guys heard of dude aprons?
And it just, I don't think any of it went that well.
Yeah.
But
we were sponsored by a liquor brand and they just wanted us to make sketches at each college we went to. So like we'd be at Alabama and we'd go to like a famous spot in Alabama and make a sketch there at a restaurant. And then we would have like host a party that night at a bar. So they just wanted like little pieces of content from each spot. And it was a nightmare.
Yeah. It was a disaster. I think
awful.
But
really? Why?
Well, I think like for me, I was like already 2 years out of college and I was having to fly like every 3 days and then go drink and then like do it again. And no one's like making me drink, but obviously I'm going to drink while I'm there. And it's just horrible. I felt horrible. I just wanted to go back home and you just meet so many people. You just get overwhelmed.
Should we do characters right now?
Yeah we can do some characters.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm really nervous because again, like you guys are good at improv.
Let me see what I got.
And I'm going to try my best.
Wait, did you guys improv at all on See Me?
Yeah, I mean, it was like the scripts were so good that we didn't really need to, but basically the way that it worked out was like we'd do it as written twice, three times until we definitely got it, and then Jimmy would just like let it run. Like the last take, he would just like let it run for as long as we could go, basically.
Oh, that's cool.
And then the editor would take some of that and pepper it in. So you can tell sometimes, like, you know, when we're just like kind of going for it. And like I'm not that great at improv, but like Jimmy and Nick and Getter were so funny, and Christian, like everyone on the show is so funny. And Peter, like that, it just being there was just like you just felt the energy, you know.
We're friends with Temple Baker too. We were with him in Austin. Yeah,
fuck yeah,
yeah, yeah. He said working on that was so fucking fun.
Yeah, so great.
Okay, here I got a character.
Okay,
it is bad though, and I know I say that every time, but this one is truly bad. All right, this is Judd Custard.
Nice.
I love the name.
5-star name. You are a group of weary travelers, and you cross my bridge. I'm a bridge troll. Mm. And you have to answer my 3 riddles to pass. What are you doing?
Just trying to pass.
You must answer 3 riddles.
Okay, man. We're just trying to get to the...
I follow you all the time and copy your every move, but you cannot touch or catch me. What am I?
Shadow?
Correct.
Nice.
Tick-tock. We're running out of time.
Okay. Next one.
Number 2.
What does that mean? I don't know.
Number 2. A man's pee comes out hard like toothpaste, and it reeks, and it hurts. Who should he go see to fix it?
Oh, dude, that happened to Chad, didn't it?
I guess just any doctor, go to the hospital and check it out.
Any doctor?
Chlamydia doctor?
Mm-hmm. Would I need insurance?
No, there's probably just, you know, public health stuff.
Correct! Question 3. A man is married for 10 years and decides to tell his wife he's gay. How should he approach it?
Is this a riddle?
Yeah, how's this a riddle?
Tick-tock.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I mean, I feel like it's be honest.
Yeah, just honesty.
Like, just
honesty is the best policy. You may pass. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, troll.
Thanks, man.
All right, that's it. That's Judd Custard.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Come on, guys.
That was great.
Too kind.
That wasn't bad. Really good.
It's fun.
All right. All right, I'll do one. Yeah, I got a prop. I got a prop.
Okay. Liam's got the best props. Okay.
I'm
in
a big
the game.
Prop comic, dude. All right. So, my name is Grant Jungle, and we
some blast radius on that name.
Yeah, we're on
it's jungle.
We're all on a flight together. We're sitting next to each other. Red eye, LAX to JFK. It's 3 in the morning. You guys are like trying to sleep. Your eyes are closed, but I'm loudly reading In Touch magazine.
Okay. Hey, man.
Do you mind?
Mm-hmm. Yep, 1 sec. Almost done with it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Avril and Tyga are dating?
Hey.
What? No way, dude. Wait, what? Avril and Tyga are dating.
Holy shit.
Hey, do you guys mind? I'm trying to get some sleep. It's a long flight.
You mind if I get a half of this? Yeah. Okay, sure.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, you mind if I keep this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm up. I guess I'll take some while I'm here. I'll just take this half.
Jonas Brothers sex tape debunked.
What? You're kidding.
It's not real.
Get out of town.
Nick Jonas on the sex tape, he says, it's clearly deep fake technology. It's so fake, it's weird that you're even covering it.
Oh, look at this tiger picture.
What are they going to do?
I was just dreaming about Nick Jonas. He's so dreamy.
Chris Pine on his strict turtle diet. If you want to look this good at my age, you can only eat turtles. Shells and everything. It's even better if they're alive. That's crazy. Ana de Armas' poop was stolen at an after Oscars party. Right out of the toilet. You got to read this.
I'll take that.
You got to read more of this.
Well, thank you. That was great. That was great.
How fun. Yeah. I love the props.
Yeah, I was so baked and desperate that I was at the grocery store and I just grabbed an In Touch magazine. I was like, I got to do something with this, I guess.
Wait, after the arcade?
Yeah, it's okay, post-arcade. Yeah,
gotcha.
In the evening.
You have a second prop?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I thought you brought 2.
No. That was it, dude.
I got a character.
Well, all right, sweet.
I'm ready.
Okay, so this is a guy who heard a really good song and covered it. And wants to pretend like it's not his cover.
Okay.
Have you guys heard Worries featuring J. Cole?
Yeah.
Banger.
Yeah.
It's good, right?
Such a good song.
I like it because like the lyrics actually mean something.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike like all the other bullshit songs these days.
Yeah, I love J. Cole.
So I just like this somebody I found this awesome cover on Spotify, Apple Music.
Okay.
Dude, throw it on.
Play it. Yeah.
my God.
If they're ever sitting beside me, I swear to God, I'm gonna kill them both.
Dude, that was fire.
So good, dude.
Who was that?
Who was that, man?
Oh, dude, it's some guy. You like it, though?
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Okay, it was me.
Cody!
It was me. I covered it.
I didn't know you made music.
Dude, that was so fucking good.
That was awesome.
I think he said at the end he was going to kill Will and Liam. That's weird.
I mean, lyrics, they can mean anything.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
For interpretation.
Yeah. It depends on how you interpret it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was definitely freestyled, I think, too.
Freestyle off the dome.
Yeah,
yeah.
Off the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
Dude, I'm glad that was so good.
I'm glad you like it.
That was really, like, actually, it was so well.
I'm shy. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, yeah, me neither.
I think you guys actually need to, like, make that.
We should actually
asking,
do that.
I would love to.
We should, like.
People have been asking for Will to drop that song on Spotify. And we're like, no, like, we need it to get it in a full version. But, like, I think that you have the capability.
I literally just made that.
Is it when you went to the bathroom in the middle of our podcast?
No way.
Yeah, they came to set up, and I was like, fuck, I just had this idea. It's a little bit too late, but I want to do it real fast. So they're sitting there on the couch as I'm like, no worry, what the fuck? No worry.
That's so good.
That's awesome.
I should actually record you for that. We should do it.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I have the vocals. I made it on GarageBand.
We'll probably re-record the vocals.
Why? They're perfect.
I'm sure yours sounded really, yeah.
Yeah, they sounded really good. I think I'm going to make it a series because I did a second one. We had Luke Nolan, is this really funny comedian. He'll bring his guitar up and do songs. So I had to make a second one for him on the pod. Didn't do as well as the first one, but we're building an empire.
I think I watched that one.
We're building an empire.
Yeah. If you want me to like produce you for those, I'll gladly do it.
Yeah. Let's do it.
That would be really funny.
Yeah. This needs to happen.
Yeah.
That would be so great. I'm also very excited, not to change topics, about the sketch we're doing soon.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Can we talk about
that? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We should give a little promo.
Okay, sure, yeah.
But yeah, so next week, forget what day it is.
I think it's
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, this is a serious fucking sketch, you guys. It's a 2-day shoot.
Yeah.
Well, it's
when I was reading the script, I was like, this is so phenomenally funny, but like this is gonna be a bitch to shoot.
Yeah, it is, but it's gonna look phenomenal.
That's how much I fucking believe in these guys.
Because thank you.
I had Cody for 2 days.
No, that's like I read this script and I'm like, dude, this is so funny. Thank Should you. We give it like? It's like about a Punisher, right?
It's yeah. It's essentially like if you've ever been at a party or any situation where you're locked into a conversation with someone who it doesn't matter if you're standing there or not. They're just going to speak for 20 minutes and there's nothing you can say to leave
and
in your corner.
Brutal.
Yeah.
It's essentially that, but with Will and Cody, where me and Cody and Billy and Cheddar are at a party, and Will traps Cody into a room and just is the worst human being alive.
The script is so, so funny.
Well, that was Liam and Tyler wrote that one.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys killed it.
And we should do some more. We should get Noelle in some too.
Yeah.
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 Love that.
And Christian hit me up about wanting to do some stuff.
Oh, sick.
Too.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. I didn't know.
Yeah. Sorry.
You didn't tell him?
You didn't tell me.
I think I did.
You didn't. We'll
talk about it on the way home.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is awkward now.
Great. So you do our sketches. And then you produce our music.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And now only thing left is for me to invest in the fucking company.
And the aprons.
We'll get to that.
Like you're kind of investing.
Yeah. This is.
Time.
Yeah. 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 But not money.
This is also very nice. This is an investment.
Mm-hmm.
What is?
You've invested your time. This is
for me canceling on you for the brand thing, for the business ideas. I hope that you've forgiven me.
Oh, of course.
I forgave you 5 minutes after it happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's because you didn't remember because you were so drunk.
Something
I was
like,
it's cool, man. Do you want a beer? I'll get you a beer right now.
I was like, these guys are fucking hammered. I think I was too, though.
Mm. I think everyone was.
I think that's why I canceled. I think we can wrap up, right?
I had a character, if that's cool.
Yeah.
Let's go!
This is this one's also going to involve some props, but this is the podcast producer who didn't have a chance to eat before we started recording. Okay. Hey, do you guys mind? Sorry, I know we already have been recording for like an hour, but do you mind if I just grab a bite to eat? Like, I don't want you to stop talking.
Sure, or, I don't care.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you're fired, but that's fine.
Anyway, guys, but yeah, so it's a cool project. We're
yes, it's.
Is that a? What's he eating?
Sorry, don't stop talking. Okay, I don't want to interrupt.
The sketch.
It's gonna be awesome. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh my God.
Guys, please don't let me hold you up. Okay.
It's a full rotisserie chicken.
It is a full rotisserie chicken.
Is that hot?
It's freezing, but I don't want you to like stop talking. This is like your time. I don't want to take away from that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please continue.
Mm-hmm. So your friend was a PA. You were saying.
Yeah, Tyler was a PA on I forget the.
SpaghettiOs.
Drinking spaghetti.
That can't be. Warm.
Shut up.
Oh man.
Oh, he was really hungry.
You guys are friends with DJs?
Kenny, is this a lunch you often have?
It's honestly not that dissimilar from what I usually eat.
Yeah, like you're pounding it like it's nothing.
I grew up on meatball SpaghettiOs, so.
But not like warming them up?
Yeah. This is no longer in character. I just eat this shit.
This is making me hungry.
I know. I'm kind of like, that looks kind of fire, honestly.
Come get some meatballs and chicken. Dude. Right. That's one of the best ones I've seen.
Yeah, that was so good.
Thank you. I just want to point out, I just bought these chinos and I got chicken grease.
Nice dedication.
So sorry.
For the bit.
Yeah.
That's for you.
For the bit. Okay, no longer fired.
Thank you.
Emily has one. Should we hear Emily's?
I do.
Is it a quick one?
It's a quick one. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure. It's a quick one.
Okay, this is actually good because it ties into all of our music talk.
Okay.
I didn't really like hash this one out, so if it comes out bad, please cut this.
See, you're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
That you harp on them for doing.
They rub off on me.
Okay.
So my name is Ken Escapade, and I've been an agent in the music industry for 20 years. And so we're having a meeting. I'm bringing my client's record to you.
Okay.
And like, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey guys, it's really, really nice to meet you. I'm really excited to bring you my client's record. I just want to let you guys know, you should believe in me. I have been in the music industry for 20 years. I produced Jay-Z's music, Beyonce, you fucking name it.
Okay.
So just, I really want
Taylor Swift.
We're excited to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, guys, it's going to be great. We've been working on this album for, years and I've really perfected the craft. So I just really want you guys to, sit back, take a listen and just really tune in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm ready.
And just have full faith in me, okay?
Okay, yeah. Okay. We do.
We're ready.
Yeah, we got it.
And
we're
also, just to let you guys know, I also brought my own mixtape as well.
Okay. Well, yeah. Let it fly.
And
whenever
if you could just take a listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
To your client and your mixtape.
Yeah, no, like I'm here for my clients. I'm Ken Escapade though, but I'm here for my clients. But I brought it. If you have the time,
mm-hmm. We'll take a look at your client's song. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, I brought it in case you wouldn't.
Just hand that to the receptionist. And we'll grab it later.
Yeah.
There's a trash bin right there.
Yeah.
You could just toss your mixtape in there and then, your client sounds awesome though.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. But just take it.
All right,
I love it.
To your ears.
I'm workshopping this one, so.
I like how Kenny can't move his hands now.
I really like to go right top of my hands. That's
all right. Yeah. Oh, that was another one we wanted to do. Was just it's like you're choking. It's just two dudes that just ate a bunch of ribs,
yeah.
And you're like dying, and we're like, do you have like a
wet
do you
wipe?
Do you have like a moist towelette or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, is there a wet wipe somewhere?
Dude, what do you want us
Waiter.
To do?
Yeah.
Or want to do the cop one real quick.
What's the cop one?
What we were doing last night on Zoom, where it was just like two cops just like see you drinking at a party and they're both like,
oh yeah. Hey.
Hey. Get over here. Hey.
Hey. ID?
You got an ID on you, pal?
Hey.
Hey, when I was 18, I was doing the same thing.
But hey, mister. Come here.
Why are you doing it up and down?
Hey.
That's not how you do it.
Hey.
Hey, Buster Brown.
There you go. Now, that looks kind of gross, actually.
Hey. Hey, buddy. Need to see that. Don't look away.
Hey, buddy, come here.
Hey, buddy, come here.
Yeah, why did you lick it?
Come here, buddy.
Why did you lick it? All right, I got one. It's someone who won't let the podcast end so that Kenny has to sit there with dried SpaghettiO sauce on his fingers.
Let's hear it.
Okay. That was fucking gross, man. So you
I can't your finger that hard on it.
We do have one parting gift for you.
Oh, yeah, okay? We do have a gift.
This is, you can return it if you want. It's just like...
You don't have to keep it.
Yeah, you don't have to. It's something we made. Okay. So no big deal if you don't like it. It's just, okay. It's nothing if you want it.
It's for you.
Here you go.
That is all you.
Thank you.
Just don't be extra, shy. Share his name.
Real teeth?
Those are my baby teeth.
Yeah.
Those are my baby teeth. So.
Yeah, so... He needs sunlight, but he's also fine in complete darkness. So,
we can set him up here somewhere.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, let's find him a home.
I don't want to pick these teeth up.
Why not? It took me 8 years to grow those.
Are these actually real teeth?
Yeah, they're Will's baby teeth.
This is fucking disgusting, dude.
That's exactly what the shelf needed.
Is this what the song's about?
That's the guy in my head that came up with the song.
Yeah, that's me too.
Tell him a name. Tell him his name.
But now I'm giving you the curse, and I'm so sorry. You have to give him to someone else.
I hate that. There's some dark energy coming out of that thing.
Can you explain for the audio listener can you describe?
Yeah,
it?
Sure. It's like it's like a Jabba the Hutt figurine, but it has real human teeth in it.
It's Gubber.
It's Gubber.
It's Gubber.
Yeah, that's his name.
Gubber?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He's I like yours. That.
Thank you, man. Thanks so much, guys.
You're welcome.
If you get a couple beers in him, he will ask for head. So just...
Yeah. He'll have to give it.
Yeah, yeah. Which I feel like that wouldn't go very well. It wouldn't be very enjoyable.
Our good pal, Jared.
Yeah, we'll put it... Yeah, yeah.
We'll call him Jared.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks, guys. It was weird as fuck end to this podcast. Guys, thanks for coming on. And do you want to plug anything?
Well, we have a podcast, the Almost Friday Podcast. You can find it on any platform. Follow us on YouTube, Almost Friday TV, and TikTok, almostfriday.tv. But no, we don't need to plug anything.
Dropping a new merch line tomorrow. Friday Beers.
What? Pick it up.
So, last week for...
So last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday.
It's already sold out, so good luck.
And our sketch, how long is it going to take after we film it?
We'll turn around pretty fast, I imagine.
Probably a week to get a rough cut and then a week to
So then stay tuned a couple weeks, maybe 1 week after this comes out.
End of April.
Stay
right?
tuned for our sketch, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would make sense.
I drop it.
Cool.
Kenny, can you play us out with the song?
Yeah, let me just grease up the keyboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, here, I can, can't believe.
I can play this out.
Oh,
to think of a verse to this. Actually, no, we'll just use your original one. They will find her grave. The voices, they won't stop. And now I've tasted blood. I think I'll kill again.
The casket lowered to the ground.
It's weird, man.
Yeah.
It's weird.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much for
having us. Thanks, Cody.
Thank you.
Those are not my baby teeth. Those are fake.